Dear people of God, good day. Today is Good Friday, and I am delighted to welcome you to our devotional podcast, Believers on Board. On this special day, we shall read God's word from Mark chapter 15, 24 to 41. We shall focus on verse 31, which reads as follows. In the same way, the chief priests and the teachers of the law jeered at Jesus, saying to each other, "He saved others, but he cannot save himself." Responding to Christ's death on the cross. Responding to Christ's death on the cross. Believers and non-believers across the world know what Jesus did on Good Friday. He went through suffering and died to save the world from sin. Our Savior sacrificed his blood for everyone, that is, those who love him, and also those who hate him. He carried our sins to the cross voluntarily. He laid down his life for our salvation. It was the highest demonstration of love that was and that will ever be done. It was done once and for all. How did some people respond when Jesus was going through that terrible and horrible physical agony on the cross? Some people gave him wine drugged with myrrh, but Jesus refused to drink. Others divided his clothes among themselves. People passing by insulted him. So were the two thieves on the cross. And the religious leaders of the day made cynical and provocative remarks, saying to Jesus, "Now come down from the cross and save yourself." He saved others, but he cannot save himself. These responses came out of ignorance, pride, and arrogance. Jesus laid down his life willingly. Let me say that again. Jesus laid down his life willingly. He didn't need to save himself from sin because he was without sin. Being on the cross was an item on the plan of salvation. Good Friday did not have the final word. Easter Sunday came with the resurrection. Jesus rose and eventually ascended into heaven, where those who believe will be with him to enjoy eternal life. Though many responded to the crucifixion of Jesus in unpalatable ways, one person gave an excellent testimony when he saw the way Jesus died. That was the army officer on duty. He said, "This man was really the Son of God." I read that from verse 39b of our passage. It is often said, you may have many enemies, but you are never without a friend. Oh yes, Jesus had enemies. He had friends. His disciples, women and men who were watching from hiding places to what he went through. They were in pain, suffering both physically and emotionally. How does the world respond to Christ's death on the cross today? Some people don't believe in him, full stop. Others are cynical and provocative in various ways. see them on social media with all kinds of insulting images to the person of Jesus and the Christian faith. A new breed of false and shallow so-called intellectuals tell you to focus on making money, not on reading the Bible and going to church. Some even dare to call Christianity the white man's oppressive tool and display their ignorance in other ways. Now, turn to some women and men of God today. Like their colleagues in the days of Jesus, they say and do shameless and ridiculous things in the name of God. Some of them, as you know, are adventurers, hypocrites, people who use the good news not to win souls or nurture the faith of believers, but as a commodity. They want to use the gospel for making money. It has become an item of commerce. The proper and adequate way to respond to the gospel is this: believe in God. Be a genuine believer in God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Confess and repent of your sins and accept that Jesus fully paid for your sins on that cross to which he went on Good Friday. Let your love for God be constant and visible in the way you live and the good things you do in your family and in the community. Let people see Jesus in your lifestyle, in the way you show love to others. Be a committed and devoted believer, not a noisemaker, not a superficial and fair-weather Christian. Don't condemn those who don't believe in Christ. Rather, preach and witness to them. Leave judgment in the hands of God on Judgment Day. You have put your hands on the plow. Don't look back. Don't be fake. Remain a genuine believer all your life. And seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit and live in love. Live in the hope of resurrection and eternal life when Jesus, your Savior, returns in power and glory. For he is going to take you to be with him and enjoy that life of duration and quality. Amen. You are a Christian and you meet all kinds of people. You meet other Christians, people of other faiths, and non-Christians. Have you ever encountered someone who has provoked or irritated you just because you are a Christian? The person may talk about the bad behavior of Christians. The person may talk about the church and enumerate all manners of evil things about the church and church people. Some people in that group may even go as far as insulting God. What a shame. For the prayer of intercession today, please pray for people who hate Christians, the church, and even God. I am Achoa Umeni. Thanks for listening. May the Savior who carried our sins to the cross empower and enable you to keep the faith until he comes. Amen.